to get up at 8 o'clock this morning. The big one, Tradeokio, where tradies are flying to the home of karaoke, Tokyo, Japan. We've got another piece of news for a tradie to say, hey, you're coming with us. But right now, we're going back to where it all started, Fief.
Yes, we've got James, the mine worker from Melton. Hi, James.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good.
We're great, James. You know, I love this. You have themed your song choice in with our Tradeokio trip to Tokyo, haven't you?
I just love this song.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought this was a deliberate choice because it's a Birds of Tokyo song.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it. What song is it?
I think it's just a coincidence.
Good Lord.
Okay, here we go. This is the song from Birds of Tokyo, Good Lord.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Great song.
All right. Nice song choice, James. Okay, take it away.
You made all the promises, but you broke them like my heart. Saying things like, darling, I do, until death do us apart. Now the time's run out on our love. I gotta leave these bags behind. They were empty promises. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Oh, lovely.
That was actually almost in tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
It was very, very good.
That was fantastic, James.
Thank you, James.
Jimmy.
He's in the running.
Because he's a mine worker, so he'd be down in the mines. He'd be singing and it'd be echoing. It'd sound amazing.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Maybe not if you're his workmate.
Luke, a carpenter from Lang Warren. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Luke. you're up next. What are you going to perform for us?
Is this the way to Amarillo by Tony Christie?
Here we go.
Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo.
Leon, is this something you'd play at the lame duck? What?
I've never actually heard it.
I've never heard it either.
He sounds like Meatloaf, doesn't he? A little bit. Okay, well, I don't know where he's heard this, but Luke, go for it.
Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo, and sweet Marie who waits for me. Show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo, and sweet Marie who waits for me. Sha la 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 la. It's sweet Marie who waits for me.
Luke,
that was, you know what, Fev, I know that you're taking all this into consideration, but brave song choice, and I thought absolutely delivered.
Hey, Luke,
thank you.
Where did you hear that song? Like, what's that off?
I heard it from Peter Kay. He did a piss take of it on the on one of his comedy sketches.
There we go.
Yeah, Peter Kay.
That's tough. Big Peter Kay fans
song.
Here as well. Thank you very much there, Luke. We've got one more. Gee, it's been a hot field so far, guys.
Yes, and now we have John, an engine builder from Warragul. Hey, John.
How you going?
Good, John. You're through. You're on the back of a Tony Christie classic about Amarillo. What are you going to perform for us?
A bit of Screaming Jets, October Grey.
FIFA like this because it's about a fourth string hit from Screaming Jets. Here we go.
I have nothing to say. Memories.
Great rock.
In October gray.
There we go. Okay.
Love it.
Bit of yacht rock.
Okay, off you go, John, with some Screaming Jets.
It's been a while. And I still remember the smile you kept for me. Lately, I have missed you.
Quite honest.
And it hits me in the morning when I'm cold. I have nothing to say. Memories in October gray.
Oh, well done.
It's really strong. It's very strong.
I have to say,
really
this has been a stellar, standout edition of Tradie Oakey.
Absolutely.
James, Luke, and John, brilliant. Commitment to performance.
Do you feel like our best thing is...
Passionate about their song choice.
Yeah. I just wonder if the best thing is we're all going for the Tokyo trip, and these might have been the sort of the Division 2...
Are you kidding?
No, no, no.
We take Amarillo to Tokyo in a heartbeat.
John thought this was auditions for The Voice. He really tried. Well done, John. Oh, God.
Fav, you got to make a decision.
Yeah, well, it wasn't Luke and it wasn't John. It was James. James was very good. Birds of Tokyo. That was great.
Gee.
I reckon he was good. And he works in a mine. That'd be scary.
Oh, he was great. They were all great.
Is that a trade?
Working in a mine. Yeah. Fief, your thoughts on... Yeah, it's a trade.
Absolutely. It's a trade. If you've got a high-vis vest on, you're a trade.
You've won, James. Well done.
Wow, thank you.
Woo-hoo. Good stuff. We've just heard, Fief, that John from Warragul actually wanted to play guitar. He actually asked to play the guitar.
Well, can John ring back another week? I think both John and Luke should call back for another edition.
Be fantastic.
And try again.
Luke's played before. I reckon Luke's won before.
Luke's
he's sung
great.
A country song
well
before.
Played. So well done to James, by the way. $250 to spend at Munich Brauhaus. Score $5 beer, wine and spirits plus $1 chicken wings during happy hour every night at Munich Brauhaus. Well done, James.
Thank you.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox. Susie, we thought we didn't have you for a minute there because you've just ducked out to the shops first thing in the morning.
Yeah, supermarket. I had to do a supermarket run and, yeah.
What for?
So I'm back in the home studio now. Carrots. Carrots are... Carrots are a vital part of our school lunches. So my two daughters have carrot wraps. One has carrot and cheese wrap, and the other one has carrot, cheese and ham wrap. And without the carrot, they cannot go to school. So we had no carrots. Right. And, you know, supermarkets don't open early enough. I went to a 7-Eleven, and they didn't stock carrots. I was so angry. 7-Elevens don't have carrots.
They got dollar they got dollar coffees, though.
I know that, but you want a carrot. I mean, how hard is it to have a carrot in a little bucket next to the chocolate at the front counter? So, yeah, and I had to go. So the supermarket, I was literally knocking on the door of the supermarket going, when are you opening? And eventually someone looked up and they opened the door and here I am, carrots in hand.
Maybe if you spent a little bit more time at home on the weekends, you might have been able to do the shopping, Uzi. Geez, you've been getting around, mate, off to the GP in a chopper.
Yes, only way to go. I've now decided that if you ever get any serious money, you've got to get a chopper with a helipad on the roof.
You didn't pay for it. You got it given to you.
No, I did. Yeah, I did.
Yes, because I got the same offer and I declined.
Whoa.
So that's how I know that you didn't pay for it.
But have you ever been to the MotoGP? Can I tell you, everyone? Mate, no, you've got to be. It's like you're in a Batman movie, honestly. It's the way they whiz past you. They're going 380k an hour and they just fall off and skim across the ground and just walk back to the garage. They're unbelievable, those people. Yeah, that was amazing.
And also, Husey, you sent me a text on Saturday, and I was going to pick my daughter up from a sleepover, and I just popped up on my screen on the car. Oh, Dave Hughes, Husey, mate, you got that number for Melbourne United? I need some tickets to get in for free.
Yeah, I'd forgotten the name of the boss of Melbourne United. I had.
You did not.
So I couldn't search him in my phone. So.
And this is the TV caught you. This is you courtside.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Let's have a listen. Oh.
It's a little bit of a change up defensively coming out of the huddle as we get a look at Husey. Jesus, there's Husey in the front row.
Why were they laughing?
Yeah, why were they laughing?
Because your hat was sort of like half on, half off, and you looked as flat as a shit carter's hat.
No, I was.
You weren't happy.
No, I know. You know, the NBL put it on their Twitter, that sort of vision of me looking around, and I need a new resting face. Honestly, I look like what life has not worked out for me, and it has worked out. So I've got to let my face know that I'm a winner. And,
But after watching all this, Husey, your Instagram and obviously TV, I think you've become a sports groupie.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. After the basketball, we were right there under the ring, and we waited for all the players to high-five us.
Oh, that's cute.
Husey.
I love that.
We're taking groupies to Tokyo. I reckon you actually qualify.
Out of the 10 players, only one recognised me. It was so disappointing.
Was that Chris Goulding?
Ollie Goulding gave me a look, but he's too cool for school, so yeah. He didn't say anything. But no, Dave Barlow. I said, "Yuzay." I said, "Mate,
Dave Barlow, the bench warmer."
Yeah. Oh, still anyway. A good player.
He's a good player.
He's going to hang around with us, although he might not want to after that tirade from Fair.
Well, he's just been getting around. He's flying in choppers. He's hitting me up.
No, I appreciate
tickets.
It.
He's at the basketball.
No, I'm there, mate. I'm living the Melbourne dream, you know. But I just don't look like I am.
Buying $350 shirts that don't fit in.
$200. I've got it down to
cash. We'll come back. More with Husey straight ahead on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
Husey, can we talk fashion with you for a second?
Yes.
And particularly get to the bottom of the shirt. The shirt
I've
debacle.
I've never heard anyone say to Husey, hey, let's talk fashion.
You guys talk sport all the time, and I want to talk about something different.
Yeah, fashion. I'm becoming more of a fashion player as I get older with the hair and, you know, just the look these days. So.
I agree with you on that. In fact, I occasionally hear people saying to you or heckling you, what's going on with your hair? Well, and I go, this is, you're fashion with the hair.
You hear it occasionally. I hear it all the time. So. But yeah, no, I'm into it. But what's the problem, Fev, with my new shirt?
So I've got a problem with what Fee just said. Hughie's hair, for real?
You like it?
That is thick, lustrous hair. Women would die for that hair.
I remember when Fev, the Fevolution, was rocking the long hair.
Yeah.
And, mate, you've never...
I was 21.
Yeah, but you know what? Your legend is still huge, but the long-haired Fev, that's more of a legend. You should bring that back.
The shag.
Mate. I tell you, bring the shag back.
I've still got a couple of the dreads.
Mate, why not?
In a plastic, little plastic zip-up
that's
bag.
That's weird.
Well, you keep them. They're iconic.
You should sell them.
Sell them.
Where are they?
When I'm hard up, I might put them on eBay.
You could smoke them, I imagine. You need to get rid of them, man, because Asada could come for those things, really.
Anyway. Now, mate, I was listening to your show yesterday, and you had a beautiful big flannelette shirt. It looked like it was my shirt. It was huge. What's happened here?
Mate, it's the fashion of the day. I was in a rush. I had a gig in Brisbane, and I didn't have a shirt, so I walked into a shirt shop at about 6:30. I was on stage at 7:30, and there was only one shirt there, really. And the guy, I said, I tried it on, and I agree. It looked like it was
That's
something.
A schmuck.
That, it looked like something that Demis Roussos might have been buried in. Is he dead? I don't know. Probably is. People
I
don't
think
know.
He might
He's
be.
And he said, "That's the fashion. That's the fashion now. Oversized shirts for men." So, yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't have a problem?
No, I don't have a problem with it. No, do you think it's too big, Fev?
That's a big shirt.
I know it is, but I agree with you. I mean, yeah.
I think, you know, it was brought into fashion by overweight rappers.
Right.
You know, so... So they just covered everything, and then they're rappers, you know. So you got their curl, so everyone's starting
it's
to do
on,
it.
It's
so.
Good on Rick Ross. I'm just not sure about Husey.
I think he just saw you coming, and he's absolutely sucked you in big time.
Because he's got a sale.
Because he said to you, "This suits you."
Yes, he did. That's what he said. Right.
But
it's for you.
It and was $350, was it?
No, that was the ticket price, but he gave it me for $200.
So how do you barter? You went in Bali.
I said, mate, what? How much for cash? He said, what do you got? And I opened the wallet, and there it is, $200. There it was all. Yeah.
Well, there we go. Payment from the gig.
We might have to put that up. We should put that up on our Insta. Fev Byer, and maybe even a little poll as to, you know, rate or hate or something like that.
For it. I'm very confident.
Usually Tuesday, he will be back next Tuesday right here on the Fox, and of course, driving you home, the Savo will hear from you then, mate.
Yeah, brilliant.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
How's this for a fascinating story here in Australia? A girlfriend, she's got a boyfriend. This is a few years ago. She's got a boyfriend and he needed some cash. She loaned him $1,000. He also took loans from other friends. Anyway, then she received news from her boyfriend's mum that he had passed away, that he had died. Very sad. She was obviously traumatized by that. He said the mother of her boyfriend said that he'd been murdered because he owed money to a bikie gang.
Whoa.
So she's lost her boyfriend, obviously didn't even think about the money again because she's lost her boyfriend. Fast forward 2 years, she's at a restaurant that her boyfriend's brother worked at. So she was there and she just said to the waitress, "Oh, is so-and-so working here tonight, the brother?" And the waitress said, no, he's not here, but his brother is here. Now, that brother would be her ex-boyfriend. But hang on, he died a few years ago. Then the waitress confirmed, no, no, he's here in the restaurant. At which point she said, can I please go and see him? Now, the girl's gone into shock because she's basically been told that her ex-boyfriend is alive and he's here in the restaurant you're sitting at. She's then created a scene. The waitress, the manager, everyone shut down and wouldn't take her to him. Said, no, 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 they've all gone into meltdown. I think somehow, obviously, they're in cahoots or they're in a relationship with the family of the family that have lied about his death. Then she goes home. She gets a call from the mother, the boyfriend's mother that night, saying, you've caused a scene at the restaurant. Oh. How dare you? How dare you do that? Anyway, what's eventuated is he never died. He was alive. He just wanted to get out of returning the money to her.
Did she get the $1,000 back?
How was that?
Did she get the $1,000
no,
back?
No. Well, there's no update on it. It doesn't say. She just that, wants you? To. Yeah, you'd be very flat. How's that though? He's gone to the trouble of faking his own death to get out of paying back money.
It's only a grand. I mean, okay, it's some money, but
I think it might have been a little bit more paper trail of other people, yeah?
Gee. Yeah, I think the very fact that the mother has got lost it because she created a scene, I'd say, yeah, they wanted to keep him quiet. Ooh. And I'd say he might, in fact, be in trouble with certain gangs. But anyway, to fake your own death, it's a big thing. And when you
I've
hear stories
to
like
do that.
What?
Just to see who goes to your funeral. Seriously.
Wow.
Like imagine just saying, oh, Fev's dead or died. But then like people close to you know, but then you have a funeral and you see who comes and you see what people say. I have like microphones everywhere to see they're like, oh, really sad. Or everyone's like, oh, thank God, you know, it was a wank.
What? You know, a couple of things. I reckon you'd have a state funeral, Fev. So I think
state funeral.
Are you kidding yourself?
My taxes aren't going to his funeral.
Absolutely no chance. But haven't you ever thought about who goes to your funeral? Always,
ever thought about it.
Really?
And don't really want to think about it. No.
I'm not gonna. I don't want it to happen, but it's eventually going to happen.
Could I speak at your? I'd love to speak at your funeral.
At which one of ours?
I'm quite relevant. Would I speak?
Absolutely no
chance.
Okay,
just checking.
You can speak at mine if you like.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Both of you have never thought that before?
Never thought that.
No.
Wonder who goes to your funeral.
Never thought that. No.
No.
I mean, it's quite introspective, isn't it? Well, no, of all the things you think about in the day, thinking about who turns up at your funeral, but Fev, see, when you hear these stories, you think no one would do that. But do you recall this time last year, not this time, about March last year, we took a call from a girl that did the very thing. She, can we hear it, Byron? Have you got a grab of her?
This was Sarah, and it was unbelievable, Fief.
Well, I was seeing this guy, and he was very clingy, and I just wanted to get rid of him, and he just wouldn't get the hint. And then one morning, he sent me a message. He said, oh, good morning, beautiful, how's your day, da, 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 da. And I actually sent a message back and said, oh, hi, this is Sarah's brother. Unfortunately, Sarah passed away last night.
Oh, Sarah. Wow. That's harsh, isn't it? Like, that's full on to fake your death. Now, I don't believe that. I think that was a long shot to get Sarah on the phone last year.
Right.
Can we ask the question again? I mean, if we could get another person.
What would you do if Sarah rang back up?
Well, that wouldn't count.
Well, I'd hope she changed her name at least so we can get someone else. Let's trot out our segment we love to play.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Oh, yes, Beef, you're going back to the well.
Have you faked your own death? Oh, it's a big thing to do, isn't it? And we'll absolutely have the voice disguise already because you may not want anyone to know that you're in fact still alive.
Yeah, they could still be dead.
Yes. Or even, would we, guys, just have a quick meeting on the run, would we take a call from somebody who knows someone who faked their own death?
Oh.
Like, were you on the receiving end of it?
But they wouldn't count, but they'll get through.
They'd be close.
Okay, yeah. It'd still be a good story if you've got it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that. It wouldn't count.
Guys, I can see the phone. Now, that's either someone wanting R&B tickets or maybe we, in fact, have one.
We'll see how we go. Well, we'll take a quick break and see what we've got here. It's unlikely we'll get a caller, but you never know.
101.9 The Fox.
one question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
On the back of the story yesterday that broke of the woman who found out her ex-boyfriend, who she thought had been killed, was in fact alive and well and just dodging having to pay her back $1,000, we have asked the question this morning, have you faked your own death? Now, we said this was a hard one. I mean, we were happy to pack it in and say the segment had failed. But, Byron...
Could you believe this, guys?
We got one!
We actually have a caller. Now, the caller has called through anonymously, which means, this will be juicy.
Still be dead.
We've got our anonymous caller on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, guys.
Hey, welcome to this show, anonymous caller. Can you please tell us how you faked your own death?
Did this anonymous caller want the voice disguiser? Because I don't have it on. No? Okay, sorry, push on.
I haven't faked my death. What happened is that 21 years ago, I came, I started my journey running away from my home country with a smuggler. And he took a lot of money from us and he promised he's going to fly us out of... danger to a country where we can live a safe life. And then he popped us into a leaky boat and sent us to Australia. And because he didn't want to pay back the money, so he called my family and said, I'm so sorry to tell you that your daughter, your granddaughter and your great-granddaughter, the four of them just died in the boat because the boat just sunk. And when I got out of the camp and called my grandmother, she could not believe it. She kept screaming and saying, no, you're not that. There's no way. You died. How can you be alive? That's me. Can't you hear my voice? And then my mom talked to her, and then my sister talked to her, and they were all hysterical. They couldn't believe that they were still alive.
So are you here illegally now?
I'm an Australian resident. I became an Australian permanent resident, and I'm a citizen. So,
well done! And what a
what
a great end to that story! What an amazing life you've lived! And can you imagine that moment for your grandmother when you think you've lost your daughter, your granddaughter, your great granddaughter, and then you hear them all on the phone? I'm getting teary just thinking about it.
That's unbelievable.
Oh my God. I had a bit of a cry already because it was such an emotional talk to her.
Hey, Anonymous, how did you feel on the boat? Because it was, you said it was leaking, and how long were you on the boat for? How did you get the water out?
We were the most unluckiest. We were in the boat for 24 days. And we lost our way, and we were caught in the storms. The machine keep dying, and you know what? We were so lucky. We had a car mechanic in the boat with us, and he kept fixing it. And I would cry and say, "Are we dying?" And he would call me with my daughter's name and say, "Blah blah, mom, don't worry. I'm gonna fix it. You're not gonna die. I'm here." Oh my God, the things we went through. It keeps giving me nightmares.
What a harrowing but beautiful story of survival.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for sharing that. That's so emotional.
An anonymous caller there. And, you know, we heard that story. And also it means the segment is safe as well, Fief. That's the other takeout from this.
It's not what I was focusing on at this point. But that is the story. Do you know what it does? The stories we don't know. You know, the lives that people live, the things they go through that we can't fathom. It's incredible.
Thank you. A beautiful call. 7 minutes
to
eight here on the Fox.
Please don't play the jingle, Byron.
No, I'm not playing the jingle.
Good.
1019, The Fox.
On Friday, guys, we are headed to the home of karaoke with a bunch of tradies. We're calling it the Tradiokio Tour, Fief.
Yes, that's right. We're heading to Tokyo. We're going to have tradies going head to head with other countries at the home of karaoke, Japan, where it all began. This is fantastic, displaying Aussie tradies' talents globally. Now, we've been playing our jingle for this segment for a few weeks now, but Leon has given himself the challenge every day this week of updating the jingle. And we're giving him some fair and honest feedback every day about it too. Mm. But I'm very interested, Fev, to see what Leon's come up with for our tradie Okio jingle today.
Because Friday last week was awful and Monday was
Dancing
great.
Queen.
Yesterday was great. He nailed it.
Yeah, he used kung fu fighting. There was some conjecture as to whether kung fu was Chinese or Japanese.
I was watching it at home on the couch with my kids singing the song.
I was on our Instagram, isn't
Mate,
it?
Oh, yeah, great. It's a great song.
Here is today's fresh tradie Okio jingle. Jeez. It's tradie Okio. Hey yo, pack your bags and let's go to Japan. Oh man, we'll sing as much as we can. Karaoke, won't you sing it for me? So let's go. It's tradie Okio. Did you want clapping in it, Bev?
Now that is why you won that award, Leon. That is exceptional.
Good.
Outstanding work. What a producer.
Feb wanted clapping, but other than that.
You know at the end of that song where they go, is that the song they do that?
It is, yeah. Sorry, I'll add that in next time.
Okay, great. What's going on? Well done. Lots happening though with the Tradie Okio tour. We have a phone call to make. Someone is going to be really happy. Another tradie that registered at fox.com.au and has performed for us will be put on the plane this Friday. We'll make the call after 8. And for even more fun, guys...
Which plane are they going on, the early one or the late one?
Hopefully. Well, the one that beeps on, that means she's not doing our show on Friday.
It's amazing.
She got the early flight. 101.9, The Fox. We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, Tradie Okio. Well, what an adventure it's been. It started years ago with tradies calling up and singing their favourite songs over the phone for little prizes. We had a bit of fun with it. We called it Tradioki. And yet here we are, Fief. This week, the whole team is flying to Tokyo, Japan, the home of karaoke.
That's right. It's going to be an amazing week. We're going to be displaying the incredible talent of our Melbourne tradies all around karaoke bars in Tokyo. And we've been putting our tradies through, speaking to them every day, the ones that are coming with us. But you know what, Fev? We really should mention all the incredible finalists who haven't made it. We've had some amazing auditions.
We've had some big ones. Some people have missed out because we can't take everyone booked.
That's right. So we thought we'd chat with some of the tradies who auditioned that haven't made it through. So while we're at it, we might put through... have we got Lee? We love Lee from Point Cook.
Yeah.
Hello.
Are you there, Lee?
How are you, legend?
I am. I'm trying not to be, but it's very odd not to be a legend.
Now, you had a great performance. Can we hear a bit of Lee belting out Mustang Sally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, remember that. He even got us all involved.
He got us involved.
Here we go. Let's have a listen.
Okay. All you want to do is ride along, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
One of these early mornings, you got to put your flat feet on the ground.
Oh, you're amazing, Lee, and I really wanted to take you, but it was like, oh, I reckon you're single. I reckon you would have been too much. I reckon you would have just gone rogue when you were there.
No, I'm settled down now. I'm very much settled.
Oh, you're settled, because you're going to take... Who would you have taken with you if you had a gone?
Oh, mate, my son, Devon. He's quite funny as well.
Has he got a partner?
Yes, he has.
Oh, he has. So maybe he should have rang up, because it would have been better if they come over. I reckon you're too loose.
Yeah, they say that.
What would you have brought, though, if you came over to Tokyo with us?
Oh, no, I would have brought... I've got a really good sense of humour, and I can sing. I said I can sing any song what they give me, really. And like I said, I love having a laugh and making people laugh and getting involved in the karaoke thing, you know what I mean?
Jeez, he's a great candidate, wasn't he, Boxy? How disappointing.
Yes,
but anyway.
Yeah, well, I know, but...
Well, thanks anyway, Lee. Maybe next time... You can sing and I love you. I think you're great fun.
Oh, me and you then, Brendan, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go like solo.
Lee.
Yeah?
Lee, I can't take this anymore. Fev's pulling your leg. You're coming to Tokyo.
No, Lee, why you do that?
You can't do that.
It was
Fev's idea.
It was my idea.
Oh.
You're coming, brother. You and your son are coming to Tokyo.
Oh, Brendan, I love you. And Phoebe.
Well, oh, thank you.
And Brian.
And Brian, he had something to do
with it. The name's Byron. Thank you. Well, Lee, I mean, he is a tradie. He, and it's a unique trade. He is an arborist. And let's not, that's one of the forgotten trades, arborists.
Oh. Now, your son, David, you're going to bring him along, Lee. What's his trade?
He's an arborist too. He cuts trees as well.
Two arborists. Wow. I love it.
And two singers and two comedians.
Oh, fantastic. Well, what a trip.
Two singers and three comedians, mate.
Yep, no Feb's on the trip. So anyway, congratulations.
It's been a wish. I've never been to Coach. I've always wanted to go. So the dream come true, you guys. You've given me a dream.
Lee, I can't tell you how much I look forward to seeing you and Fev and Devin, obviously, having a few sarkies at a karaoke bar.
You've just made my day. I went, oh, no.
This guy is up and about. This trip is
I can't wait to have a couple of frothies with you, mate.
More than a few, Brendan.
This trip is taking shape, isn't it? All thanks to Sheen Panel Service. They've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They're tradies themselves. They know all about it. Thank you, Sheen Panel Service. We'll see you there, Lee, and your son.
Yes, thank you very much.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, did you know Batman's on Tinder, guys?
Clark Kent.
No.
That's Superman.
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. One of the Batmans. Not the most popular Batman, let's be honest. I never even watched him as Batman.
Jen?
Jen who?
Ben and Jen.
No.
Jennifer Garner. Oh, Sandra Sully. About 5 years ago, they broke up.
Didn't she just have another kid or something? Isn't she pregnant?
I think her youngest is about six. I think you'll find you're wrong.
Oh, I'm a bit of a stalker around Jennifer Garner.
I know you are. Okay, Leon, furiously update this. Let us know the latest because, he's had a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend.
Yeah, they've all had that.
You think they're now back together?
Yeah. They're like condiments. They just like to use different ones all the time.
What? Well, this wouldn't be ideal for Jennifer, Fev, because he's apparently on celebrity dating app Raya.
Oh, Raya. This is a great app.
Well, don't you like? I've never heard of this. Have you heard of Raya?
I've heard of it, yes. I've heard of this app.
So Raya, to join Raya, which is the Tinder for celebrities, you must have to prove you're a celebrity. How on earth do you do that?
I'm not sure because there's some real D-grade celebrities on there, but it's like the Illuminati of the dating world.
Right.
You have to get, you have to get nominated. So just say, Byron wouldn't be on it, but just say.
Excuse me. I mean,
you've got a partner.
Right.
Well, let's say,
from that point of view, no, I wouldn't be.
Don't put yourself down, brother.
No, thank you.
It's because you've got a partner. But just say, Boxy, you're on it, and you've got a friend who's a celebrity. You have to nominate that person to go in. Then they've got to sit down with a board, and people actually go, yep. They do like a criteria. It's unbelievable. It's like the Illuminati. Gee. Yeah. It's a tough process to get in. But once you're in, wow. Apparently there is people that you would never think. Lewis Hamilton style.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's
Zac Efron. And he was on Tinder, in fact.
Big dogs in
Demi Lovato, Mariah Carey. I mean, that's amazing. Imagine just swiping left and there's Mariah.
And you just catch
wow.
up.
Wow.
Yeah. And you've got to be a celebrity. You've got to have like a blue tick, I think.
Well, that's why I was waiting for you to bag me because obviously I wouldn't quite make the grade. That's what I was waiting for. Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Get in. Good. Mate, if like Holly Valance and that can get in.
No.
Olympia Valance. And
she met her boyfriend, Essendon player, Bell Chambers.
Yeah. Oh. So they're not the higher echelon of a celebrity, I would have
thought. But you know what I've thought? Is that this is fine to have Raya, but see, I think there'd be celebrities still floating around Tinder. Remember our mate Warney? He was quite openly on Tinder, so people would be finding him there. This was a few years ago. Yeah, he's probably off it now.
I reckon he'd be number one candidate on Raya.
He probably set up Raya.
I mean, I'd love to hear from anyone who's been swiping on a
Tommy
dating
Little
app.
Was on Tinder.
Oh, well, definitely.
And he kept getting banned from it. Is that right?
People kept thinking it was a fake account.
Yeah.
So he was trying to be on Tinder, but people kept reporting him for being fake.
And he couldn't get on.
He was on Bumble. He was definitely on Bumble as well.
131060. Call us if you've stumbled upon a celebrity on a dating app. And we'll even take minor celebrities. We don't care what the status is of the celebrity in question. We don't necessarily expect Ben Affleck. Byron, you had an incident on Tinder once.
Last year, halfway through last year when I broke up from my ex and I still lived in Pakenham and I was stuck in this lease, right? I must admit, I was bored, okay? So
that spa got a good run.
I've gone onto Tinder, right? And then I started getting DMs on my Insta from people going, oh, you wouldn't believe it, you're being catfished.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's disgusting, let me get onto that straight away. And I deleted the account because I freaked out.
Because people didn't believe you'd be on Tinder.
Hey, can we get you on Tinder, Boxy?
No.
No, but you don't. No, but you don't have to like catch up with the people. I just want to see how many hits you get.
Do not want
why
to
not?
Get on Tinder.
That'd be amazing. No, okay.
Why not?
Let's see how we go on the phones here.
Nah, we're going
to
do that.
If you've seen a celebrity on a dating app, we'd love to hear from you. 13 10 60. And in the meantime, we'll convince Fife to have it.
Never going
to
happen.
13 10 60. If you want her on,
it's the Fox. Fife Evan Byron.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Leon has just warned us he's about to come into the studio in a minute and list through some celebrities that he knows are definitely on dating apps. So don't go anywhere. Firstly, though, let's talk to Shane from Wandon. Hey, Shane.
How are you?
Good, Shane. What celebrity have you stumbled upon or swiped by on a dating app?
I was talking to Casey Donovan on Plenty of Fish.
That's right.
Plenty of Fish.
What's, that was quite well publicised, wasn't it, that she was on there?
So you... Oh, wow, Shane. What a shame she didn't end up with you because she got catfished.
I think so too. Like she was on there for about a week, and then she just went MIA. And I'm like, was it really her? But I think it was. I don't know.
No, it might have been her. We never know. See, this is the thing. Because Casey was on it, but then somebody could have gone on and pretend to be her as well.
Right. If you're on a Plenty of Fish, pretty sure you're going to get catfished, aren't you? Like,
I did say to her, I said, is this the real Casey? And she said yes, and then about a week later, she deleted her account.
So were you flat, Shane?
Not really, no.
Well, they might have been well-suited. I mean, we don't know.
Well, thanks for sharing, Shane. Thank you. We've got Kelly in Ringwood. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Kelly. Did you get a surprise when you stumbled upon a celeb?
Yes, I matched on Tinder and ended up dating for a little while Ed Phillips, the previous host of Sale of the Century.
Come on down!
Oh, Kelly!
He's not a bad-looking rooster, is he?
Not only have you done the swipe, you've ended up dating him.
Yeah, so we went on a few dates. He lived in Sydney, though, and flew down and I caught up with him several times when we flew down and tried keeping in contact as much as we could in between.
Did you win the showcase?
Oh, yeah. The whole thing. There we go. So former Sale of the Century host Ed Phillips.
This is actually an interesting way of finding out people have broken up from their spouses, because I thought he was still married, but that obviously didn't work out.
Well, there's the awkward thing is he might be. So
Wasn't he married to Janie Seale, that weather presenter in Sydney?
Again, let's not get bogged down in the timeline of these things. Wow.
Thanks for that, Kel. Jody in South Morang. Hi, Jody.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Jodes. We can't wait to hear who you saw on a dating app.
Yeah, so this was just a couple of weeks ago. I was actually on Bumble, and myself and Keith, the foreman from The Block, matched.
Keithy!
Again, I mean, can we be certain it was Keith the foreman?
Yeah, absolutely, because he actually used his one chance to actually extend it. It can only match for like 24 hours. So he extended his match for 48 hours so that we could actually have enough time to chat.
Yeah.
We ended up texting back and forth on Bumble for a couple of hours. Then he actually, for probably about half an hour or so. Then he actually asked for my phone number. So he actually rang me and we were chatting on the phone for about 15 minutes or so.
Hey, Jodes. Sorry, Boxy. How do you extend? What do you mean? Extend? Are you just on it?
Yeah, you are. But if you're swiping, obviously you swipe. Because on Bumble, you've got to both swipe. And then you go up to like a bubble kind of thing. And then it's up to the girl to make the first move. So
it's about protecting women.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the girl has to make the first contact. So he can't contact me unless I message him first. So.
And what's happened, Jody?
So then he said we were chatting for about 15 minutes. Then he messaged me the next night and said, hey, do you want to catch up next week? I'm like, yeah. And then a couple of days later, he deleted his account. That was the end of that.
There he goes.
Keithy
the foreman.
Jeez,
it's a bit like sort of using your golden gnome or something, isn't it? It's sort of similar.
Well, you know where he is. The block auctions are on this Sunday.
Oh, Jodes, you should turn up at the auction.
No.
That's great.
Do it, Jodes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow, this is juicy, isn't it? Now, we've got Leon in the studio. Leon, what did you want to share with us?
I had a friend actually text me about Raya, the app you were talking about before, which is for celebrities, the dating app for celebrities.
Yes.
I'm not going to say who it is. They've asked me to keep them anonymous.
Okay. But they're famous, obviously.
Yes.
Or is it Tommy Little?
Are your famous friends?
Yeah, I'm trying to unpack this.
I thought we were.
Carrie.
Could be Fifi.
Are you on Raya?
No.
So they've said that when you're actually you're approved and you're on the app, they send through the sort of anyone's in your phone, their contacts, if they're on that app as well. So you can see if any of your friends are on that app.
Merrick Watts.
Yeah.
So they've got a very limited, a few names here for you.
Okay.
They're not huge.
Can you go, from the worst to the best?
They're all about even, I think. I'll go for the first one, DJ Minx.
Okay, who's DJ that? Minx.
No. Don't know.
Okay.
No.
Marty Smiley, former host of Channel V and YouTube Hits.
Marty Smiley.
The name rings a bell.
When do we get to some celebrities?
Joel Creasy, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Joel.
And that's it. That's all I've got, really.
Oh, Leon. That was what Feef was building up to. Although Joel's solid, isn't it? There we go.
DJ Mitzi. DJ Mitzi.
101.9. The Fox.
If you work in customer service or hospitality, I'm thinking one of the drags of your job would be dealing with petty complaints. Absolutely. And people. And the people who bring petty complaints to light. So we're going to offer our phone lines, 131060. If you want to have a whinge about a petty complaint you've had to deal with in your work, your line of work, for instance, a hotel manager in Ireland has had to deal with this petty complaint. How's this, Fev? A patron, a customer. We're going to have to remove that hard hat from Fev.
Take the hard hat off and stop doing that. Continue.
So a customer checked in at 11 p.m. at night, checked out at 8 a.m. the following morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And complained, putting a review on Trivago or TripAdvisor, saying the room was the light was blocked out and there wasn't enough daylight in the room, and they checked in 11 p.m. at night.
That's their own fault.
But yeah,
but also you don't expect. I mean, the manager wrote back, and I loved it. Their response was, "Darkness is common in Ireland during nighttime." what is that? That's an outrageous complaint. And then I love Fev. You'll love this too. An influencer has given a 1-star review on Yelp to a restaurant.
See, I feel sorry for that restaurant. I don't even know the story, but if that influencer's got a lot of followers, that poor restaurant has that forever.
I know. And let's read this. And I hope people read when they – I don't even know what this restaurant is. We should give them a pump up if we can find out who it is.
Nobu.
The influencer said, "I'm giving 1 star because of cheap management." Now, this is what the influencer said. "I thought she being the restaurant owner, would be grateful for the free advertising. But when the check came, there was literally no discount at all.
I won't
be going back because of this." So that's somebody who thinks they deserve free meals because they have some followers on Instagram, and they are giving a poor, struggling restaurant who's trying to put, you know, food on the table for their kids 1 star because they didn't get a free feed.
And do you know that that star stays there? Like that, you can't get rid of that. Once you comment on something like that, you can't get rid of it.
Shouldn't count.
Who is this influencer? Well, do they name them?
They're not named and shamed, unfortunately, but they should be. That's
the
terrible.
Food was probably very, very good, and that's the irony of it.
It would have been amazing.
Absolutely. You cannot give a bad review because you're not getting free food. That is absolutely disgraceful. But 131060, look at the phones. Meltdown.
Oh, wow.
People are dealing with petty complaints.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox. Our number is 131060 at 9:09. We're talking about the petty complaints you have to put up with as a business owner from your customers, Feef.
That's right. We're talking about an influencer who gave a 1-star review to a restaurant because they refused to give her a discount because she's an influencer. People assuming they get free food because they've got followers on social media has to stop. I mean, come on. Yeah. Now we've got Melissa from Port Melbourne. Hi, Melissa.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Mel.
Good, Melissa. Melissa, we've opened the phone lines for petty complaints. What have you dealt with?
Yeah, well, we've got an SA Brothers Cafe in Port Melbourne, and so we have lots and lots of influencers coming in, food bloggers, ambassadors, and they just think it's their right to have free food. Now, don't get me wrong, we have absolutely amazing food bloggers that come in and do amazing reviews, and they get amazing service when they come in, but there are the odd one or two that leave a bad review on Google because they haven't got their way, they haven't got free food, or they've been on Love Island and they just expect it because, you know, they're on a TV show.
Can I come down for a free feed, Melissa?
Melissa,
I've got heaps of followers.
There we go. Well,
Melissa, just a peek behind the curtains. Can you tell us what they awkwardly say to you? Because when you hand the bill, what do they say?
She might be talking about Bill.
Yeah. Most of the time they kind of just sit there and they won't kind of come up to pay or they send messages to say that they're coming in and they'll post, but then they don't.
So what do you mean? So just say I'm sitting here with Byron and we're like, I want to get a free feed. So I'll send you a DM and say, hey, guys, we're just popping in, hoping I'd get free food.
Yes, that's correct.
That's unbelievable.
It's amazing. Yes.
I can't.
I'd love for you to take a screenshot of all those DMs and send us in. We won't talk about it.
Yeah, we got lots of them.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep, screenshot away. We'd love that one.
I'd like cafe owners and restaurants around Melbourne to all stand united and say, no, we're actually trying to earn a living. Can people please pay for their food?
We're not going to cop it. As Fev shakes his head violently because he wants lots of free feeds. We will come back to more of your petty... more of your petty complaints that you've had to put up with as a shop owner, as a cafe owner, restaurant owner, right after this on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, we're talking about petty complaints that customer service people and even hospitality workers have to deal with in their line of work. Now we are joined by Mahalia from Cranbourne. Hi, Mahalia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mahalia. Mahalia, what is the tedious, petty feedback you've been given?
I'm a chef at a hotel, and our complaint was that there was too many mushrooms in the mushroom risotto.
That's
what
amazing.
Do you say to that?
Too generous. I mean, you were too good.
I know. I could maybe understand not enough, but too many?
There we go.
Exactly.
Oh, Mahalia, that's annoying.
Well, Fev, are you about to complain? Do you want the right amount of mushrooms in your risotto?
Yeah, maybe. Like, you know when you order a burger with a lot and it comes in and it's like a real big one, you go, there's too much in here. Do you know what I mean? I order sometimes a sandwich from this place, and it's a toasted sandwich, and it's the best. I've been going there for 20 years. Mm. But sometimes they just put too much ham in.
Right.
It's a ham, cheese, tomato, toasty, but the ham, like the wrap is that big, and the ham is like eight cakes, like eight layers of ham. I have to take it out. It's too much.
You reorder it, do you say, just not as much ham?
Less ham, still comes the way it is. And it's very giving. Like, it's a very generous portion.
Who knew that we'd have petty complainants in the studio?
I know.
I want them to save money on their ham because I'm not eating it.
That's a good point, though. It's wasteful.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're throwing. I mean, I can't even imagine the image of you throwing out ham, eating it.
It's weird thought, isn't it?
It's weird. I had one yesterday. I had a roast beef roll yesterday, and it was too much roast beef in it.
Wow.
With horseradish, mayonnaise, cheese, toasted.
Oh,
wow.
It is too good.
Scott from Botanic Ridge. Hey, Scott.
That just paid for it, by
the way. Hey, guys. How
Scott,
you going?
Can you pay for something? Sorry, continue, Scott.
Scott, what petty complaint have you had to deal with?
I manage a gym, and we got a one-star review because the new member who signed up did not have any friends who also went there.
Oh.
Oh.
Was his name Scott? But you? Scott, no friends?
But yeah, absolutely loved everything else, but no friends there, so we got the one-star review.
How does that even... Is it true? Because Fev was just telling us you can't get rid of these reviews. Surely you can try and combat that one, Scott. That's not even about your gym.
Yeah, we tried to get in contact and comment back, but yeah, to no avail.
Oh, come on, guys. The least Scott could do is ring some of that guy's friends and get them in. I mean, it's not too hard, is it?
These reviews, it's like mob rule. You know how mob rule is just winning these days? If you just say stuff online, it's like trolling. You control a business.
That's
unbelievable. It's not fair.
Thank you for your call, Scott.
Jeremiah from Dramana. Hi, Jeremiah.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Oh, is it Jemima?
Yes.
I was calling you Jeremiah. I'm sorry. Jemima. What petty complaint have you had to deal with?
I work in a hotel and I deal with all the reviews, and someone left us a really bad review the other day because we didn't give them a call a couple of days prior to their check-in to remind them to bring their bathers. So they forgot their bathers and couldn't use the pool and they were very upset.
Find another hotel.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And we also sell them there as well.
Oh, Jemima, they are, you're right, Fev. They're the people you want to say, don't bother coming.
Don't bother coming.
We're good. We don't need your money.
No.
That's infuriating.
That's a major. Actually, the more we think about it, you should absolutely be able to delete a review that is completely irrelevant. I mean, that's
hurting. And if you forget something in your luggage, you shouldn't complain when you get to the hotel.
All right, we.
And if you want a beautiful pasta, head down to the pantry in Church.
Oh, come on!
You've had it.
Yeah, the pantry is delicious. I tried to pay, but they.
Any others, Fev? Come on. There's some more. Any others?
Half Moon, which is very nice, down in Church Street. Go on, one more. Beer. Nando's.
Well, they sponsor our show, so I mean, I would hope so.
I got no more.
Okay, all right.
What else? Oh, Holy Bowly on Hampton Street. Oh, God. You'd love Holy Bowly.
Holy Bowly sounds delicious.
Yes, it's
really
all
healthy.
About health. And
okay, we better go before we get in trouble. But
lobsters?
Just want to put on record.
Lobster cave! Oh, no, lobster cave. If you want some seafood, head down to Beaumaris and get...